little different shade or something.
And when you meet someone in the morning, what do you say to him?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Until when?
Till often lunch or noon, we call it. We say good evening. Or...
And when does evening extend? From when to when?
Well, we call it an after lunch. After, we call it dinner.
Before after 6, we call it.
Hmm?
We call it from 12 to 6, but nobody goes. Our kids say this is 6 is evening.
That gives me more trouble.
6 o'clock is our supper, and dinner's our lunch.
We call it dinner, though.
It's dinner. 12 o'clock is dinner, and about 6 o'clock, 7, sometime between that and bedtime, or supper with us.
What time of day comes after supper?
Night time.
When you first meet someone, well, if you're being introduced to someone, what do you say?
I'm being introduced to someone. Well, I'm glad to know you. It's glad to know you.
Uh-huh. And if you've enjoyed somebody and you want him to
thank you,
return, you say.
If I've been enjoying, it's nice being.
Somebody visits you.
Nice having you and seeing you again or visiting with you.
Did you have any special greeting that you used on Christmas morning?
No, I don't agree with you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas gift.
Sure. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. No. Merry Christmas. I was just as regular the first one got up. Merry Christmas.
How about New Year's morning?
Well, once in a while, but not like Christmas.
What did you say then?
We didn't pay too much attention to New Year like we did at Christmas.
Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you'd hear it. Ma and my grandmother and all of them used to cook black-eyed peas and maybe hog joe on Thursday.
Yeah. Was it dry?
No, it was too wet.
We had a pretty good rain. Yesterday.
When you bought a shirt or something in the store, what did the clerk do with it? Did he just hand it to you? Or?
Oh, no. He wrapped it up. Fold it up.
On the first of the month, you say the bills are
to be paid, or I'd say bills are due, or grocery bills are due.
And if you belong to a lodge or something, you have to pay your yearly dues.
Or,
and in the 30s, you'd say money was
scarce, or.
Boy, that's true.
Well, you ain't a kid.
Not existent.
I had quite a story to tell the kids on some of that, but they can't see it.
When a little kid gets down, say out in the yard, puts his head down and kicks his heels and flops over on his back.
I mean, some of them, the old time way of saying, turning somersets, but somersaults. We used to call it turn somersets. You mean put his head down?
Uh-huh.
That's how it was when I was a kid.
If you saw a boy go down to your pond and get in the water and go like this and come out on the other side, and somebody said, how'd he get across?
You'd swim across. Or swim.
And if he got up on the bank and went like this and somebody said, dive. How'd he get in the water?
Dive. Uh-huh.
And if he didn't come up, after an hour or so,